the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Look at everybody here. We are live at the Commerce Casino. There is about 500 or 600 people in front of us about to play poker, and there will be one man or one woman standing at the end of this tournament, and that person will win the lion's share, or at least a significant part of the $6,000 we'll be giving away tonight, thanks to the Commerce Casino. Enjoy yourself, folks. There's free food over here. The booze you got to pay for, like any place. Don't complain to me, please. Christ almighty, we can't entertain the whole party here. And the guy who has put this whole thing together each and every year from the Commerce Casino, ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome for David Mosikian, man. Look at you, dude. All right, now I understand that we have more players here than we do have seats, and how are we going to accommodate everybody?
Well, we're working on it. They're going to hopefully get some alternates in there, but
This is a quality problem for you, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and by the way, I'm sorry, one of the stars from the morning show, from the Corolla show, ladies and gentlemen, Teresa Strasser's with us. Yes, look at Teresa.
And, you know, I have to say, it's an honor to be here. And, Tim, tell everyone how you paid me for coming here tonight.
I gave you a $10 golf certificate for coming here.
Yeah.
Now, nothing in the shop is under 50 bucks. You're going to have to pull some money out of your wallet.
Yeah, play the cha-ching again, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, and a free Magic Castle certificate, so enjoy yourself.
This pot is getting sweeter.
Okay. All right, now, David, what are we going to do here at the Commerce Casino?
Well, everyone, I'd like to welcome you to the Commerce Casino.
Yes.
We love having this group here. You guys are always a good time, and you drink a lot. That's why we like you guys. But we're ready to go. You guys ready to play some poker?
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
All right, well, before we actually play poker, sure, we've got to do one thing. And we have a very special guest here tonight. She is a superstar in the country music business, and nobody sings the national anthem like Becca, everybody. So let's bring Becca out. Is Becca back here? Ladies and gentlemen, Becca! Look at that. Look at Becca, man.
Should we have everyone stand?
Yeah,
yes. All right, folks, could you please stand for our national anthem? And hats off, everybody, all you lunatics out there. And sing along with Becca. Here we go, everybody.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. All the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gay proof that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Phenomenal.
That was awesome. What a way to start this tournament.
Hopefully,
and at the end of the national anthem, it's play cards, everybody. All
you
right.
Know, that was stirring.
That is unbelievable, huh?
Can I just
say,
I got goosebumps, especially because I've spent the day watching the heroics of this pilot
in
New York City land the plane, and I just got goosebumps hearing her sing the national anthem.
Yeah, it really is cool. And we'll talk about that later, but I'm sure that, you know, everybody saw this today, the plane, the crash in the Hudson River, and everybody survived. I don't think anyone even got really seriously injured.
Maybe some hypothermia, a broken bone or two, but this pilot did an incredible job.
Yeah, and he'll be on all the talk shows until some, you know, blogger says, well, his girlfriend was on the plane and he wanted to impress her and laid it down in the Hudson just to impress her. All right, let's start the game here, folks, because we have some alternates that want it, that want your seat when you get thrown out.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay, what are we starting at here?
Okay, we, ladies and gentlemen, the blind are 25 and 50. The button is in seat 4, right?
Yeah.
So, seat 4?
25-50.
Dealers, get your cards ready to go. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patronage. We love you guys. Shuffle up and deal.
Shuffle up and deal, everybody. All right, now, and I... Real quickly, Dave, what the first person that gets eliminated gets a prize, I believe. Is that right?
Gets an iPod.
An iPod.
Absolutely.
Okay,
look
so
at
it's
that.
It's okay to just suck right off the bat.
An iPod for the first person to get thrown out.
And it's pink, too. So.
A pink iPod.
All right.
For all you, I guess I can't use that term here.
Would just say for the complete emasculation, it's a pink iPod.
All right. We also do have some seats available down here, but Dave Mosigan will take care of everybody. So all of you guys in the back, you will get a seat, and we will try. We'll try our asses off here to get you in early. And David Mosikin will do everything he can to put you in these seats. All right, now Teresa Strasser is with us from the morning show, from the Adam Carolla show. And I was listening on this morning because I had to go to the doctor's this morning. And I was the
what was more painful, our show or the doctor's appointment?
I love. Lampley. What's her name?
Lampinelli. She's one of my favorite guests.
Oh, man, Lampley.
I can't believe what she gets away with. She can say the cruelest, the coarsest things.
We can't get away with that?
No, because she exudes this warmth and niceness, and she can say anything about anybody.
We know Oh, you guys out already?
All right, get out the pink iPod.
All right, here we go. I believe the first guy has already been eliminated. Number one. No? Is he in or out?
I think Randy Ryan is going to go out there and have
a
talk with him.
Let's take the microphone out there and talk to this young man.
How did it happen that fast? I mean, I know you're an expert on poker.
I don't know. Let's ask him. Hey, hey, buddy, how'd you get eliminated so quickly?
I went all in.
what kind of hand did you have?
I think he went all in at
like
the bar.
3-4.
3-4 offsuit?
Yep.
What's wrong with you?
I wanted the iPod for my sister-in-law.
Did you? Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Did you keep the car running in the parking lot?
Valet's bringing it up right now. I just called for it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming by. We'll see you at the next tournament. All right.
When,
he gets a pink iPod.
Yeah. Remember when Dave said that the audience drinks a lot?
Yes.
I think that's an example of a guy who's done just that.
I know. There are some funky wardrobe choices here tonight at the Commerce Casino. And hopefully, if you slide down here, you will be amused. Even if you can't get the tournament, you'll be amused at just what some of the chaps have decided to wear tonight. And when you look at guys like the first person who was eliminated, or perhaps this guy down here in the FU shirt, you wonder what he passed on before he chose the shirt that says FU on.
What ended up in his maybe pile? That's what you have to ask yourself. You know, how would you describe the male-female ratio here tonight, Tim?
Well, excluding the dealers, I would say it's about 99% men and 1%, or actually I'd say 98% men, 1% women, and 1% who knows.
Yeah.
Because there are some, I believe there was one transsexual I know that's playing. Could he please stand up?
Let's see.
Doesn't want to do it, huh?
No. No, this
isn't
the place.
You.
It's going to be a boys don't cry
I don't
kind of
blame
thing.
You, man.
Don't do that to him, her.
All right. Teresa Strasser is with us from the morning show, listening to Lampinelli this morning.
Yeah.
And she's hysterical. She gets away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I can't get away with the stuff that
she
says.
Well, you know what?
Here's
the
thing.
She has sex exclusively with black men. And I think that gives her a certain leeway to say anything about the blacks.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to forego then my ability to say anything on the air, because I think for me it becomes the price is too expensive.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Having sex with black men and being able to say what you want, it doesn't work for me.
I don't know. A quickie?
All right. Everybody saw this big plane crash today in the Hudson. I guess 150 or 151 people were on this plane.
Yeah, I think 154. And the pilot, from what I understand, what you're taught to do in a water landing is you got to land tail first. Because if you land nose first, that plane becomes a submarine and it goes down.
Right. Oh, is that right?
He did what's nearly impossible, which is to land tail first.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that guy's going to be on Good Morning America. He'll be on all these shows. And he should be because he's a major stud.
You know what? Goodbye, Joe the Plumber.
Right. But in 2009... a flock of birds can bring down an airplane?
Just, you know, a few geese or something?
Yes.
Can you believe that?
Right. Now, the geese did not survive, I imagine.
I don't think it was a good flight for the geese.
But I don't think, in 2009, that we've not come up with something like maybe a cage or a guard or a loud noise that, distracts birds.
You know, have you ever had a pigeon problem at your home?
Yes.
They've solved this. You put up some netting, a couple plastic spikes, no pigeons.
What they used to do around airports is they used to have a constant beeping noise that scared birds away, right?
Okay, yeah.
They don't do that anymore because of the environmentalists.
Really?
And the animal activists.
Well, you'd think they'd want to protect the birds from the horrible fate of getting caught in an engine.
I guess it was making the birds deaf.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so they decided, birds, yes, humans, no. It's like the L.A. Zoo. You go to Los Angeles Zoo.
Right.
And I was there recently with my daughter, and I ordered a cup of coffee. It happened to be a cold, rainy day in Los Angeles. Ordered a cup of coffee, and I said, can I get a lid for this? And she said, we don't have lids or straws because of the animals. And I said,
okay.
And I said, well, what do the lids and the straws have to do with the animals? They said, well, some people leave them on the ground. They fall into the cage, and the animals eat them. I said, okay, so I'm pushing a stroller around with a three-year-old, and hot coffee is falling on her head with every bump that we hit.
Don't worry about that.
Jesus
yeah, so,
Christ.
Is that her little voice?
Yeah, that's my little daughter.
Jesus now, have you ever taken... Kids aren't allowed to come into casinos, right?
Right.
Does the little one know that Daddy likes to gamble?
Yes, she does. And the reason she does know that is because we never go to a hotel that doesn't have a casino attached to it.
You know, my husband is here with his friend.
Where is he?
And I don't know.
Hey, let's all meet Teresa Strasser's husband.
He's very shy. He doesn't like...
F him. Let him stand up. Where is he?
Where are you?
Where's Teresa Strasser's husband?
Probably deeply focused.
Anybody here?
You know, he's a
just anybody stand up, then.
He's tall. So there he... No.
Oh, there he is.
None of these guys are him.
Oh, yeah. The bald Mexican guy.
That's not him.
Is that him?
No, I don't see him. He's probably focused.
All right.
Because he's actually a ranked poker player from one tournament he played right here.
Is that right?
Yeah. When I first started dating him, I Googled him, and all that came up was his name on some poker list. And I thought, great, a degenerate gambler. Just what I need. And now he's probably gambling away my fertility treatment money.
Good. Now, you're on fertility treatment?
No, not yet.
You're not yet.
I like to think the worst will happen and plan accordingly. Is that a bad idea?
And how often are you trying to get pregnant? How many times a week do you have sex?
Every other day.
Every other day. What time?
Well, it depends. It's hard when you get up at 4:30. You kind of have to schedule it in.
Right.
But my husband's very organized. You know, he's in business. He's not in show business.
Right.
And so he's actually made a spreadsheet.
Oh,
of days. Yeah.
All right. Now, so you're eventually going to have like an accountant as a kid.
I hope.
Now, when you have sex, when you're trying to have a baby,
yeah.
Is it as pleasurable, or are you just concentrating on having a child?
Well, sometimes it really is. Sometimes, I mean, I don't want to get cheesy with all these dudes in here, but sometimes you think we could be making our baby. It's kind of magical and beautiful. And other times you think, ugh, I'm probably ovulating. Let's do this.
Get off me.
Let's do this. Although we've had to introduce some porn into our lives.
Really?
You may have heard. We talk about it on the morning show.
I didn't hear that part.
I had not seen a porn until a month ago.
Wait, you never have seen a porno movie?
In passing, but no, I never sat and watched a porno. Ever.
And you watch it while you guys are having sex?
A couple of times.
And why is that?
When you got to go every other day, and you get up at 4:30,
yeah, but you just got married.
You know, 6-7 months ago. Plus, it's fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, but who initiated the porn?
Me.
You did?
Yeah.
And is it lesbian porn?
No, not so far. Again, I've only watched now maybe 4 or 5,
right.
So I'm really, you know, a novice.
But do you have to get into the story, or you could just watch the sex?
Well, you know, here's my favorite story that I've seen so far. This is a good story. A girl who looks wholesome, doesn't have tats or piercings, is interviewing for a job in porn. And she has to prove to the guy across the desk that she knows what she's doing.
Ah.
That's a pretty compelling storyline. That's all the story I need.
I think that's most of them, though. I think
is that?
Yeah, I think that's the vibe.
The one problem I've run into, and we've talked about this on Adam Carolla's show, there's a lot of spitting and kind of weird... gurgling going on. And
is that right?
Yeah, it's spitting and some hitting.
Hitting?
Not into that.
Hitting?
A little bit. No, maybe I haven't seen the right porn.
I think you're married to a freak.
Listen, I put this on him. This was not his idea.
All right, so now when you're watching the adult films.
Yeah.
And they're on the TV in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Who's watching at
You end up
the
getting
most?
About 3 minutes into it.
I know, but are you watching while, or are you both watching?
It's very awkward, because sometimes you're watching for a few minutes, and then you get involved, and then you think, well, do I want to check back in with the porn and see what's happened? You know, maybe they've changed positions.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. So, that's how babies are made. I'm trying to make a baby.
All right. Any luck on, no luck so far?
Well,
the
it's weird because this is the third month of our trying. So that's not too long into it.
It's not bad.
But, you know, I could be sitting here pregnant right now. I don't know.
All right. Folks, let's try to help Teresa Strasser out here, okay? If you have a tip on how to get pregnant.
I want to know this.
Yeah, Teresa does want to know.
Because I got one tip, which was, I can't remember if this was from you, Tim. It might have been, that after you're done, you kick your legs up on the bed.
Wasn't from me.
And you stay there for 20 minutes.
Yeah. See, I hate to say this, especially in front of people like you and your husband who are trying to get pregnant, but my wife and I, a lot of protection for the first, 7 or 8 years of our relationship.
Right.
And then we said, let's try once without it as a trial run to see how it'll go.
Right, right.
Boom.
Like that.
One shot T-bones, man.
Now, did
one
she
shot.
Know right away that she was pregnant?
No, she had no idea. Like 2 weeks in, she was getting sick. And we took her to the doctor. She took a test. And, 9 months later, 10 months later, Sophia pops up.
And just like the love of your life, right?
Oh, the best. I love that kid more than anything in the world, that little Sophia. And you will, too.
I hope so.
You know, you always think, like, you love cats and dogs and your husband and your parents and your brothers and sisters a lot, but nothing will compare to that child when you have it. Nothing.
People say that, but sometimes I think if you already have a kid, you're invested in loving it.
No, you will. You absolutely will. Trust me. Something will change, like, chemically inside of you, and you will adore that child like nothing else in your life.
You know, it's interesting because my...
More so than that morning job.
I can't love any... That is my baby. I can't love anything as much as I love getting up at 4:30 listening to...
All right, let's take some calls here for Teresa Strasser. People out there who have like a secret on how to get pregnant. And Teresa Strasser's looking to have a child. And we know that when women try for about 6 to 9 months who cannot have a baby and they keep trying and they don't get pregnant, they go ape-ass and they go nuts.
Yeah, you can't go nuts because that signals your body that it's a bad time to have a kid. That's the trick.
Yes, so we need tips from the audience on how you did it. Teresa wants to know. 520-9710. That's our main number in Southern California. 520-9710.
Maybe I'll get lucky.
Yeah.
You know, it is
a
casino. I will say about my husband, and he's here with his friend. My husband loves gambling so much that I went to dinner once with he and the friend who's here now, and they ordered some Clams Casino, and then instead of just decide, you know, just you eat one, I eat one, they held a draft.
Wow.
Over the clams.
That's great.
You got to love
news.
That.
Now, are you going to have sex tonight with him?
I can't remember if it's the odd number night. It's all becoming a blur.
Because I got a room upstairs. You guys can slide up there while I'm doing the show. And maybe have yourself a baby tonight.
Then we could take her back here and we could go, you know, honey, you know this beautiful casino?
Yeah, this is where
This is where you were made.
All right, here are the phone numbers for men and women out there who have a tip on how to do this. Teresa Strasser is looking to get preggers, man. 520-9710 and 520-9710. And now, wait, David, come on up here. Come on up here. We're starting another hand. We still have about another 70 alternates here at the Commerce Casino, all looking to get into this game. And there's another seat open.
Ooh.
Oh, look at that. Somebody else has been eliminated.
Tim,
is that the seat from the first person?
What's the most you've ever won on a hand of poker?
About $2,000.
That's not bad. Do you remember the hand?
No, I was so drunk. I was just, I thought I lost. I did. I threw my cards in. I was like, Christ, you beat me.
Did you give the dealer a big tip?
Oh, yeah. He got $10. That's what you get. Yeah, $10. The dealer gets $10 on every tip.
No.
All right, David Mosica from the Commerce Casino. What's going on here?
Ladies and gentlemen, the next hand, the blinds are 50 and 100.
50 and 100.
It's a very aggressive structure, so
Next hand.
Shoot
50 and 100.
Dealers, 50 and 100 on the next hand.
And then how many people do you guess are lining up to try to get in here?
There's like 100 people that shouldn't be here that are here.
You should welcome them.
Well, we do. We're a casino, believe me.
David is so pissed. All his whole life, before you started drinking, you used to be such a pleasant guy.
I was a good guy.
And now all you are is just angry as hell.
Angry, and I have a bad liver. I'm good.
Oh, jeez, really?
Okay. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with Teresa Strasser, everybody. We are live at the Commerce Casino. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And we are live at the Commerce Casino here, watching about 500 or 600 guys play poker, drink. No smoking in here, unfortunately. Sorry, Teresa. And Teresa Strasser's with us from the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser. Nice to see you, ma'am.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, how many people think Teresa looks more beautiful in person? How many think she looks more beautiful on the radio?
Can't tell if that's an insult.
How many don't give a rat's ass?
Most.
There you go. All right, those are the gay guys out there. All right, so you're trying to get pregnant.
Yeah, I'm on my third month of trying.
Third month of trying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You haven't gone to the doctor to see if...
No, I think it's 6
him
months.
Or you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's, if anyone, it's going to be me.
It's you.
Yeah.
All right.
I just have a feeling.
All right, if you have a secret to get pregnant, you want to lay it on Teresa, man. She's desperate.
I really could use some
desperate
wisdom.
Desperate for a child.
I'm not desperate.
You're desperate for a child. I can hear it in your voice. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Jesus.
We're having
a bull in a china shop
a few
here, man.
Technical difficulties.
All right, you know, let's talk to Becca here. Becca, come here for a second. This is Becca, who sang the national anthem, and we'll put you over here on this microphone over here. And yes, Becca, everybody, look at you. Now, I wanted you to talk to Teresa because you have gotten pregnant twice.
All right.
You have two children.
Baby.
Two beautiful children.
Yes.
And what is the secret? I know one of them is you live with a major stud.
Right. There's that.
Yeah. But what is the...
Are you trying to get pregnant?
Yeah.
For the last 3 months, she's been trying. And now she's into scheduling.
Well, I'm in the middle of the third month. So, you know, I'm trying to hit those ovulation days.
Baby doll, you just got to do it every single day.
Oh, every day?
And enjoy
every
it.
Day.
Absolutely.
Every single day.
And then just sit in bed and put your legs up.
See what I'm saying?
On. About
swim,
the legs up?
Swim.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. The legs up at the
you
end?
You did the legs up thing for both kids?
Yeah, absolutely. Swim.
Yeah. Now do you have two boys?
I do. Two boys.
Okay. Now, see, I have a theory that, and again, it's backed up by science, but if you want a girl...
Yeah.
Both of you have to pick up cigarette smoking.
I do want a girl.
Yeah. Well, then you and your husband have to both start with cigarettes.
Well,
now, the downside is you don't get to see them graduate junior high.
Okay.
But the upside is you got yourself a girl. Not a pain in the ass.
Now, how did you formulate this smoking equals a girl theory?
I did a little research, and everybody I know that has a kid, I ask them, you know, do you smoke? Do you have a boy or a girl? And it seems to work almost every time.
Now, in your case, Beck, if I may ask, how long were you trying before you had each kid?
Actually, I was married 5 years.
Wow. Okay. Wait, were you trying for 5 years?
Well,
you weren't trying for 5 years.
We were practicing a lot.
Got it. There's that whole we're not trying, but we're not trying thing
that
people
exactly.
do.
That's
yeah.
pretty much what the role we took. We were trying, but we weren't trying. We weren't really just, you know, and then... The big story is that we went to visit a stud out in Florida. And
yeah, no kidding. Mickey D.
That's where magic happens.
But see, in my case, I also have another theory that people who aren't exceptionally bright get pregnant faster than those who are.
And so what you're trying to say about me is?
Becca, you can read between the lines, but I think you're smart. And I think your husband's smart. I don't think I'm all that bright, and that's how I did it. If you look around, you know, there's a lot of dumb people out there with 9 kids because they don't worry about it as much.
Do you think your kids are going to be singers or musical?
Absolutely. The 3-year-old right now would come out here and entertain you like no one's business.
I would enjoy that.
3-year-old's great. All right, let's take some phone calls here. If you have a theory or a suggestion, I guess, or perhaps something has worked for you on how to get pregnant, because this one here needs to get pregnant. And if she does not, next time we have a commerce event, she might show up with an AK-47 and wipe all of you out.
Listen, Tim, it's not just that I want a child to love and because I love my husband, but it's good for my career. You know, everybody loves moms. That's the new thing.
Is that right?
Kelly Ripa, Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Listen, Brooke Burke, who won Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
Do you think America would love her if she didn't have those 4 kids?
She has 4 kids?
Yeah, that's why America loves her. Otherwise, she'd just be kind of a mildly... vacuous, really attractive girl from Wild On.
As a matter of fact, Tim, I'm going to go home tonight and have another one.
Are you planning to have another one?
I've decided after talking to her that I'm
going to have another
one. Look at this. In the teeth of this recession / depression, all you guys are going to get pregnant.
Recession babies.
Oh, boy. All right, let's talk to Jacob on line 2 in Van Nuys. Jacob, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Town. I'm good. How are you?
All right. Why aren't you down here, by the way?
I wish I was old enough.
How old are you?
I'm actually 17. I turned 17 on December 19th.
Hey. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Not much.
And what's your theory? Do you have a child?
No, not that lucky.
No. Okay.
Oh.
Jacob seems an unlikely caller for this topic.
Yeah, Jacob also seems to be probably suffering from early-set depression. I
think
get
so,
a,
too.
A
yeah.
hint of that. A whiff of that. Is that
juvenile
right?
Juvenile onset depression? Mixed with a heavy dose of experimenting with autoerotic asphyxiation?
No.
Watch out for those belts on the road, buddy. It seems fun, and then nighty-night. And then it's Hutchins time. You know what I'm saying? Be careful, Jacob.
No, exactly what you mean. Especially down here.
All right. So what's your theory?
Well, this will feel even better if I don't have any oxygen.
Now, you know what? This is almost like child porn, a 17-year-old trying to teach you how to get pregnant.
Before he teaches me, can I tell him one thing? I came up with an idea. You know how this is tragic. It happened in my dorm. A kid was trying the autoerotic asphyxiation.
Right.
And he went too far and he accidentally killed himself. And it was really sad. It was right on my floor. And he happened to be an Orthodox Jew. It was very sad. And
I was going to guess that when you said that he hanged himself.
It was very embarrassing to his family. And it was obvious that what had happened, that he hadn't just killed himself, but that he had been trying to get a little extra joy from his masturbation.
Wow.
So I say, if you're going to experiment with that, write a suicide note just in case.
Yes. Well, also, you know, they've got to come up with an easier term to pronounce.
Than autoerotic asphyxiation?
Yeah, because it is a simple act.
I butchered it 3 times.
Yeah, it's a belt and masturbation.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they should call it. Guy belted himself.
Right, he belted him. I'm saying, you don't know what's going to happen, so leave a suicide note just in case. And then if you go, people will think that, you know, you tried to kill yourself.
But then you would leave suicide notes for everything. It's like, you know, if you had 2 beers and drove down a liquor store. You know, you'd write a note to the family just in case you get wiped
just
out.
Just keep one on you. I'm sorry, Jacob. You were calling for something.
No problem. Go ahead.
All right, what's your theory, dude?
My theory is if you are on birth control pills, just stop right now. Because I know it's, you know...
She's not on birth control pills.
Okay, good. All right, so...
I was, though, and that may be why it might take me a while. Because I was on them for, you know, 10 years.
Right, because all the stuff...
Hey, Jacob, how often are you hitting that sticker?
Barely.
Barely? So that's I think that's what the depression's all about.
Yeah.
When I was 17... that's 6-7 times a day, man.
Really?
Oh, 17?
6 or 7 times a day.
You go to the bathroom at the Birmingham High School and try to peel one off, you know?
Oh, gosh. My dad went there.
Oh, maybe maybe I ran into him.
Oh, I've just lost my boner for life.
Yeah, well, we lost one of our teachers. Our teacher passed away on December 20th last year. He had lymphomic disease.
Oh, what was the teacher's name?
Mr. Speca or Speca. I can't remember his name. It's something like that, though.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, dude.
Cheer up.
Have a great night. Don't spend too much on the casino.
All right, there you go.
Everything gets better after 17.
Jesus Christ.
You should cheer up.
But, you know, I think I had more of a spirit at 17 than that young man.
I did not.
You did not?
You suffer from
depression?
I did then.
Radical depression still?
No, I'm pretty good now. I have my bad days. But at 17, I really just, life felt like a long party. I just wanted to go home.
And how often do you cry?
I cry a lot. I'm a crier.
You are. How often? Every day?
Well, Marley and Me was a disaster.
Could you cry before the end of the night?
I almost cried when Becca sang the national anthem. I felt myself getting choked up.
You know,
really,
Becca,
did.
This is true. And Becca is with us. And again, what's your website?
BeccaOnline.com.
BeccaOnline.com. Teresa Strasser, I swear to God, she is not moved by anything or anybody. But she was sitting here, and I noticed that she had goosebumps on her legs and on her arms when you sang that national anthem.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cry. Something about a beautiful voice, music, that makes me cry. I cry at musicals. I mean, I cried at the Tap Dance Kid. That's not a sad musical.
Jesus
the guy, Savion Glover's tap dancing, and I was weeping because he was so talented, and it was all so beautiful.
I was pulling my nose hairs at my mom's funeral.
No, really? Does that work?
No, I don't know.
I've heard that works.
It was something a relative told me.
No, but that's awkward when you know you're supposed to cry and you don't feel sad.
I know. It's a long, long history. All right, Teresa Strauss is trying to get Prager's, and we need some help from you. Let's talk to Karen in Los Angeles on line 3. Karen, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Hey, you there?
Hi, Karen.
How about Oscar on line 4 in La Palma? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
All right.
Hi, this is Elisa in Castaic.
You what? Right.
This is Elisa in Castaic.
Oh, Elisa in Castaic. Right. How are you?
Welcome.
I'm good. Teresa, are you super Hollywood skinny?
No.
I would say yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. I've never loved you more. I might cry now. Do you really think I'm
thin?
I think you're super Hollywood skinny.
Oh, thank you. Do you think I'm dangerously thin? That's my dream.
No. I mean, you're not puking or anything, right?
Nope.
No, okay. And there's never been you have a high metabolism?
No.
You work out?
Yeah.
How often?
3-4 times a week.
For how long?
An hour.
Oh, okay. That's how you do it. All right.
But thanks for asking.
Yeah, she is super skinny. Hey, you know what? That's an area that we haven't talked about. Maybe skinny chicks, it's tougher for them to get pregnant.
It is
I don't
tougher.
See myself that way. No.
All right. What a great call that was. All right. I'm sure we have some more phone calls coming in. But right now, we can't see the screen.
Yeah, we're having trouble. We know we have a full bank of calls, but we can't connect to them.
Yes, and by the way, it's been 12 years of this.
Really?
12 years of this computer not working.
You think I can't conceive? You can't conceive of this BS.
Yes, 12 years since the days of Steckler,
yeah.
And then Whitman, and now nobody but me.
But I can't imagine that Whitman would lose his temper or anything. Is that the guy who would lose his temper?
No, Steckler did. But Steckler was great. When he lost his temper, man, it was awesome. All right, let's talk to Rick on line 5. Rick, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, good evening, everybody. How you doing
out
there?
All right, what's your theory here, dude?
Well, actually, there's a couple of them. I won't go too much into the weight issue, but if you've been at this weight most of your life, it's not going to make any difference. Also, your workout also is not going to make a difference if you have done this for a number of years. It's just a part of your lifestyle. Now, your husband... go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. It's already my routine. I'm not changing anything.
Right, so that won't make any difference. Now, your husband has a responsibility just as much as you do. For himself, he is going to have to clean his pipes the other day.
Wait a minute.
Too much.
Wait a minute. When you say clean your pipes, what are you talking about?
He's going to have to reset every day.
Ah, oh, we're losing you. Sorry, dude. All right, Steve, hang up on that guy. We can't understand him. Let's talk to Darren on line 2. Darren, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
How are you guys?
All right,
good,
man.
Thank you.
Okay, Teresa, I was going to suggest everybody I know that has a child, and most of my friends were born this way.
Yeah.
It's about 2 boxes of those $5 boxes of wine.
Okay.
And go ahead and drink those, and then go to town.
All right, I like that.
All right, but what about fetal alcohol syndrome?
I think you have to drink heavily every day, you know, one night.
I'm actually an ENT. You'd have to drink while you were pregnant for that to really take into effect.
Ooh, I like that.
See.
He's
okay.
A first responder.
All right. Are you in the ambulance right now?
No, I'm actually on my way home from work. That's why I'm not there.
Anybody, you kill anybody today?
No, I don't kill anybody. I save lives.
Shown up when a baby was being born and you had to help?
No, thankfully not yet.
You know what? The biggest disgrace in the history of this country is how underpaid you guys are.
Are they underpaid?
Hold on a sec. Hey, Darren, don't say anything yet. Let's ask Teresa, how much you think the typical ambulance, the paramedic or the ambulance worker, the EMT makes an hour?
Okay, an hour. Not golden time, just regular
standard. Hour. What do you think?
$32.
I think it's more like 10 or 12.
No, that cannot be right.
Is that right, Darren?
You hit the nail on the head. It starts at 10 an hour.
$10 an hour.
Starts at 10.
Yeah, and goes up to about like 18, right?
Depends on where you work. But yeah, it could go up there.
Yeah, but the typical EMT is making $10 to $15 an hour?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's outrageous.
That is so... People talk about how teachers get ripped off.
People who are flipping hamburgers at In-N-Out make $9 an hour.
This guy is...
All right, Darren, thanks for calling. Be safe out there, buddy.
I like his suggestion.
Go ahead. All right. But that is a disgrace that these guys make $10 to $12 an hour.
That's
an absolute
frightful.
Disgrace.
Yeah, I mean, they have to have special skills. They got to do CPR.
Yes.
They gotta, sometimes they have to carry someone heavy on a stretcher.
That's exactly
they
right.
They got to intubate.
Or in my case, when I was passed out on my bathroom floor because I had the flu for like 2 days, I couldn't move. My wife couldn't pick me up because she, you know, can't pick up 200 pounds. So she called the ambulance, and the guy showed up from the fire station, threw me in the back of the ambulance, and I was still, I had the middle of the flu, I was throwing up, and these two chaps in the ambulance decided at that moment they were going to discuss how great their breakfast burritos were at Jack in the Box.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the $10 is about all then.
I'm like, guys, are you effing kidding me?
Right. I'm ill.
Jesus.
And I don't want to hear about it. Is that your only ambulance ride?
Yeah, that's my only ambulance ride. You ever had one?
Never been.
Never been
in
an ambulance?
No, knock on wood. No. Oh,
it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Those guys take good care of you. All right, Teresa Strasser is with us. Also, Becca. You can see her online. You can also buy her music online. BeccaOnline.com. That's B-E-C-C-A online.com. Before we go to a break, we got to tell everybody here at the Commerce Casino, we are going up with the Antes. And what is it going to? Any information here? I know I just got the signal of up. What does that mean? 100, 200. 100 and 200. Next hand is 100, 200. And you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Teresa Strasser and Becca's with us. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk, and we are live at the Commerce Casino. Now, a lot of people listening have no idea that there are 600 people sitting in front of us. So why don't we give everybody at the casino a round of applause, everybody. Come on, man. We put this whole thing together. And it's a great event every time we do it. Teresa Strasser is joining us from the Adam Carolla Show. And she is looking to get pregnant. And I can't help her out here because I am not the the husband. I am pretty good at it, though. I don't say I'm good at a lot of things.
Right, but you feel like fertility is really your thing.
That's exactly right.
You feel like maybe you aren't so great, but your sperm are truly gifted.
My sperm makes up for how ungreat I am.
May I just say there are a lot of people.
I have great sperm.
You do.
I really do.
And a good kid, I'm told.
Yeah, beautiful kid.
This place is packed, and as you said, there are 500 or 600 people here.
Right.
And not a lot of people know this, but I'm terrified of performing in front of crowds. I hate doing live shows.
Really?
I hate it. Yeah.
Why is that?
And any little thing that goes wrong, like our phone line's not working, I'm over the edge. I'm over the edge. There isn't enough Patron to make it better. But this isn't going to help this empty cup I'm looking at.
Let's get Teresa more liquor.
Seriously.
Teresa, we need a bottle up here. Where's Randy Wang? He's usually good at that.
He's on the phone trying to fix the problem with the phones.
All right. Yeah, we've had a problem with the phones for about 12 years.
Right.
And I imagine in the next...
So you didn't see it coming.
12 years, we'll probably be able to fix that. But also doesn't seem to be panicking anybody.
Nobody cares. Yeah, there's not a lot of running around or sweating or...
it's just us.
Right, who cares?
So when the phones break, I get to treat you to my singing.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, which most of the people in Los Angeles don't like.
Because you've now said that the only really talented part of you is the sperm. You never mentioned the voice.
Well, you'll see why I don't in a second.
Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm going to try one more line here. If this doesn't work, I am going to sing every song from line.
Oh, God. Because now I'm self-conscious that my barren womb is completely boring to everyone involved.
All right. Teresa's looking to get pregnant. You got a tip for her? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
You may or may not get through, much like my husband's sperm. Or may not. You know
it's
what I mean?
Blockage there. Let's talk to Layla in Marina Del Rey on line 3. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi,
Hi, it's Lala, but that's okay.
Lala. All right, sorry.
Hey, Teresa.
Hey, Lala.
My mom spells her name the same way as you, with no H, right?
Yeah, no H.
Yeah. Okay, I have a couple of tips, because my auntie is an OBGYN.
Oh, good.
She just had her first baby at, like, 42.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I wanted to ask you a question after I give you the tips.
Okay, is it going to be personal?
No, it just has something to do with something you said on the Adam Carolla show.
Okay.
First off is no soy, like absolutely no soy.
Really? What's wrong
soy
with
at
soy?
All? No soy milk, no edamame, nothing with soy products. No,
I'm
a vegetarian.
Soy milk every day. No soy.
I have it every day in my coffee.
You know, soy actually recreates the female
estrogen,
hormone
yeah.
or estrogen, and guys who drink or eat too much soy sauce or drink too much soy milk.
They start wanting to see Marley and me.
They get big boobs.
Right.
Tim, did you start getting man boobs?
Yeah, I already have them. And the other day I was drying my hair, and I don't know how I did this, but I was drying it in such a fashion where I opened my eyes and looked in the mirror, and I saw my boobs spinning.
Oh, no. Like it was a Carol Doda thing?
Yeah.
Wow. Like a vaudeville act. If you had done some singing with it, as you promised us you do right now.
I was opening for Shecky Green with my spinning boobs.
No tassels, just a spinning. Now, do they go in opposite directions?
No, opposite directions, yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really something.
I got to put that on YouTube.
Listen, you get a fan dance with that, and you got a career for life.
All right, Lala, what do you think here? What's the big tip, other than soy?
Okay, yeah. So, well, because I'm a vegetarian, and I used to eat a lot of soy. A lot of vegetarian products have soy in it. So no soy. And then the second one, I think you already mentioned something about ovulation, but you have to have lots of sex within, like, 24 hours that you ovulate. Like, within 24 hours is, like, the cutoff.
Right. It's hard. I mean, I used to think that you could, if you had unprotected sex, you would just get pregnant. I didn't realize you had this tiny, tiny window. And if you don't, if that window shuts, you will not get pregnant that month.
Is there Viagra in the house?
You know, not yet.
Because this is what I envision the Strasser house is like. You guys have a big, remember what a medicine ball was from high school?
Yep.
You have a medicine ball hanging, but it's a big Viagra pill, and you just sort of carve it like a shawarma. You, like, carve it and put it in a pita, and he eats it every 20 minutes.
That's imaginative and descriptive, though not accurate.
All right, so he's still young.
Yeah, you know, we're newlyweds and young-ish.
Have you tried every position?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're newlyweds, you know
right.
what I mean? So
that's implied. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, thanks for calling,
okay.
Lala.
That was interesting. Thank
best,
you.
Baby. Let's talk to Al in Castaic on line 6. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, this is Al. Hi, I'm in Laverne, not Castaic.
Hey,
this is real this is real scientific, though. You gotta maybe write this down.
Okay,
so you gotta know when the first day your last period started.
Right.
Okay, count 12 minutes from that.
Right.
No sex after that.
No sex after that.
So on day 12, no sex for 3 days.
Okay.
And on day 15,
blast
sex
away.
In the morning, sex at the night.
Oh, okay.
And then twice a day.
Start your day and end your day with sex. Works twice for me. So.
Now, how have you formulated this theory?
On one of our many trips, hoping we were pregnant, had a doctor explain all this to us.
I see. Do you have kids?
We have two, yes.
You know, as somebody who has this kind of theory that's so intricate, I thought maybe you'd be in the NBA.
No, I'm a mechanic.
What are you?
I'm a mechanic.
Oh, you're a mechanic. Oh, okay.
Oh, like my pops.
All right, very good. Thanks for calling, buddy. All right, so you got a couple of theories now.
Yeah, that was intricate.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be easier for me to learn how to play poker than to recall that.
Now, what about adopting? Have you thought about that?
I've thought about it, but this is only my third month in. So,
right.
You know, and like I said, Tim, I mean, it's partially because I want to have unconditional love for this being, but it's also, you know, my career.
Okay.
I mean, I need to be pregnant.
Okay. Now, does
That's going to help me.
Does your husband carry a cell phone with him?
Yes.
Is it in his front pocket?
I don't know.
If it is, that's bad vibes.
Really?
Yeah, that'll kill the sperm right there.
Uh-oh.
When I found that out, I went out and bought 6 cell phones and put 3 in each pocket.
Because you just didn't want any kids.
Yeah, I didn't want kids.
Little did you know.
Yes, now I got a beautiful girl who is, you know, head hums like a cell phone.
But you stopped at one.
Yeah.
You don't want to have another?
I don't think I'm going to have another one, no. Because you know what? It's like when you get very lucky, like let's say you put $10,000 to win on the Giants to win the Super Bowl last year and
yeah.
you win.
Yeah.
And, you know, 25 to 1 or 5 to 1, I'm sorry, and you win $50,000, you should quit gambling.
I know what you mean, although, as I just mentioned, my dad's a mechanic. And so, in my mind, I think an heir and a spare.
Yeah, but I don't like that because the heir and a spare, then you think, well, why not have two spares? And then it gets out of control.
And then you're the Duggars. Have you seen these people on TLC? They have 18 kids.
No, but I saw the, who is it? Kate?
John and Kate plus
John
8.
John and Kate plus
do you,
8.
Do you realize that TLC is John and Kate plus 8, 17 and counting, bringing home baby, babies by the dozen, a baby story. I mean, it's the learning channel, but you're only learning about... how to make babies.
I love that Kate plus 8. I think that's a great show. Is it John and Kate plus 8?
It's John and Kate plus 8, but the Duggars are really, really freaky. I mean, she's had 18 kids.
The Duggars.
And yeah, and they're very, very religious, and their names, the kids' names, all start with J. And they've had to, they've run out of it, so they have Jedediah and Ginger with a J.
Is their last name J-U-G-G-E-R-S?
It's D-U-G-G, Duggars.
D-U-G-G-E-R-S.
Yeah, and all the first names are J, and you think, oh, these kids are going to get their asses kicked named Jeb Jedediah, but they're homeschooled.
The guy in the Chiron has to be very careful with that last name.
Duggar.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey, just
going
to be screwing around. G-G-E-R-S.
You really want to double check that.
All right, Teresa Strauss is with us. Can you stay, or are you going to head out?
Yeah, I can stay another break.
Excellent. Teresa Strauss is going to stay with us, folks. And we are moving up the blinds here. I believe they're going up to... 200? I can't hear you. 25 ante. Okay. Mm. Going up to 25 ante, and, well, we'll explain it during the commercial break. All right, folks, so we are live at the Commerce Casino. Come on down here if you can. You're not going to get a seat because we're overbooked, but you can play this afterwards. Once 11 o'clock comes by, we'll be playing poker and getting drunk and enjoying ourselves down here, so come on down. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Teresa Strauss is with us, and we're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
More shows like this at 97.1 FMTalk.com.